Okay, good to go.
Righto, good morning everybody, and welcome to this licensing subcommittee. And this is on the 19th of November, and it is held on a virtual basis. I would first like to receive any apologies, if we have any.
No apologies, Chair.
Do we have any declarations of interest? The appointment of chairman is next. Could I have a proposal for appointment of chairman, please? Either Colin or Helen.
I'll propose you, Chair.
I'll second you, Chair.
All those in favour of that proposal? Any against? I think everybody was in favour. Do we have any urgent business to be brought before the meeting?
No, there's no urgent business this morning, Chair.
Next business is for the application for the review of a premises licence for the Middle Bell, 33 Main Street, Barton upon Needwood, Burton upon Trent. Monica, would you like to invite anybody else who's attending?
Okay, we'll do it.
Right, good morning all.
Good morning.
Can you all hear what we're saying? And
yes.
Yeah, I can see that. So good. Is there anybody else to join us, Monica?
No, I'm not sure whether Helen, there's one gentleman in the waiting room. Mr. Moore, didn't know whether he wanted to join, or is it?
Yes, that is correct. Monica, he is to join.
Okay. Coming in now.
Thank you.
Not in yet. Seem to have gone now. They've gone now, Chair. So I'll wait to see if he comes back in.
Right. If he comes back in, you'll just bring him in, will you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Right. So the businesses for the premises license of the Middle Bell, 33 Main Street, Barton upon Trent. I would first like to introduce the committee. We do have myself, I'm Councillor Simon Gaskin, Chair of this committee, Councillor Colin Wildman, and Councillor Helen Hall. We also have Monica Henscliffe, the committee clerk, licensing officer Helen Farmer McKenna, and Margaret Woolley, the enforcement officer, and our council solicitor Angela Wakefield. And Martin Manning, our environment manager. So that's the officers and the committee introduced. Have all parties, the applicant, objectors and others, would you like to introduce yourselves, please? The applicant has his hand up.
Hello,
Yes, Chair. I noticed that Margaret Woolley from Enforcement is in on this meeting. To this date, I've had no paperwork to say that Enforcement had acknowledged this application, and I was understanding from the process that unless they'd replied and said they were attending, they were not going to attend this meeting.
Right, I was under the impression that Margaret was going to be with us, she usually is, and I think that it would be beneficial for her to be on the meeting so that she can help with any details that we need.
I completely agree, Chair, but I would like to point out that the process of the Licensing Act of 2003, as prescribed to me by Helen Carman, was that everybody had to have an input in by a certain date so that we could all view that. And as Miss Woolley or Mrs. Woolley, I don't know, I'm sorry, Margaret, I don't particularly, has not put any input, or that team has not put any input, I don't think that they were interested. And that is quite a valid point, that Enforcement had visited the property, yet had still not put anything in writing. And I think that all persons involved in this should have actually seen what their input would be beforehand for a legal stance, both on my part and on the person that owns the premises.
Just check with our council solicitor to see that it is all right and proper.
Mrs. Woolley is, of course, the manager of the licensing team, and it's entirely right and proper that she should be here this morning. I think that Margaret may want to speak as well. There is no impropriety. There's no question that the enforcement officers will be introducing any sort of new evidence at this point. And while I take the points that the applicant is making, if it had been the case that somebody was intending to bring fresh evidence for the very first time this morning, that's not what the role of Mrs. Woolley is in the context of this forum.
There is no evidence from Enforcement, because Enforcement have failed to reply to the actual action of the application for this review.
That's what was just said. There's nothing, no new evidence being brought forward by Enforcement.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Sharkey.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, everybody. My name's Ed Sharkey. I'm representing Barton and Newdale Parish Council. I've lived all my life in Barton, and I've been a parish councillor here for the last 20 years.
Thank you. Mr. Jackson, would you like just to introduce yourself?
Hello. Yes, my name's Ian Jackson. I live at 5 St. James's Court. I've lived there since 1992. We overlook the rear car park and seating area of the Middle Bell, and I submitted a number of complaints to licensing, and then also submitted an application to today's review.
Thank you. Ms. Burton?
Good morning. My name is Susan Burton. I live at the Beeches, which is just to the southwest of the pub on your map. I've lived there since 1992, along with my husband, have submitted a written statement on this issue.
Thank you. Mr. Moore? You're on mute, Mr. Moore, if you could just take your mute off. Thank you.
Yes, sorry, I do apologise. Yeah, my name's Derek Moore. I'm a Heineken's Business Development Manager. I've been in the trade 30 years and dealt with hundreds, probably thousands of pubs in my time. A very experienced operator.
Thank you. And Mrs. Catray.
Karen Cochrane.
Thank you, Karen.
Morning. My name's Karen Cochrane. I'm a solicitor with Flint Bishop Solicitors, and I represent the premises licence holder, which is Punch Partnerships PTR. Thank you.
Now, have all parties received a copy of the procedure, agenda and notice of the hearing?
Yes,
thank you.
The purpose of this hearing is to consider a review of the premises licence in respect of the premises known as the Middle Bell. I would first like the licensing officer to give a brief outline of the application and the representations received.
Thank you, Chair. On Friday the 25th of September 2020, the licensing office received an application from an other person for a review of a premise licence under the Licensing Act 2003 for the Middle Bell at 33 Main Street, Barton-under-Meadwood, Burton-on-Trent, DE138AA. The review application relates to the licensing objectives of prevention of crime and disorder, public safety and the prevention of public nuisance. This review application is attached to the report as Appendix 05B. A copy of the site plan is attached at 05A, albeit please note a revised plan was sent out to all parties on the 11th of November 2020 following a request from the applicant, Mr. Seven. Supporting evidence has also been received from the applicant, which is attached at Appendix 05G, 05H and 05I. A copy of the review application has been served by the other person, the applicant, Mr. Seven, on the holder of the premise license, Punch Partnerships PTL Limited, and on all responsible authorities on Friday, the 25th of September 2020, by email, and was also advertised in accordance with the regulations of the Act. A copy of the premise license and plan is attached to Appendix 05F for information. Comments have been received from Staffordshire Fire and Rescue Service, of which are attached at Appendix 05J, from Immigration, which are attached at Appendix 05K, Planning at East Staffordshire Borough Council, which are attached at Appendix 05L, and Environmental Health at East Staffordshire Borough Council, which are attached at Appendix 05M. The review application has received relevant representations from other persons, mainly Ms. Sharm Rumsby, who is the clerk to Barton-under-Needwood Parish Council, which is attached to Appendix 05N, who is represented by Councillor Ed Sharkey today. Mr. Ian Jackson, which is attached to Appendix 050, and Mr. and Mrs. Burton, which is attached to Appendix 05P. Punch Partnerships PTL Limited, who are the premise license holders, are represented by Karen Cochrane, solicitor at Flint Bishop Solicitors, who is attendance today together with Derek Moore, the premise license holder's business development manager. Additional evidence has been received from Flint Bishop Solicitors on the 10th and 17th of November 2020, which has been sent to all parties accordingly. In attendance, should any party require clarification on any points or have any questions, are Martin Manning, Environmental Protection Officer, and Margaret Woolley, Enforcement Team Leader, both at East Staffordshire Borough Council. All parties have been invited to attend the hearing today to answer any questions the committee may have, and the Licensing Act Subcommittee are requested to determine the application accordingly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Helen, for that. Do the Subcommittee members have any questions for the Licensing Officer in order to clarify any issues relating to the applicant representations? Okay. I would now like to invite the applicant and other persons to explain their application. We'll ask Mr. Seven to speak if he would like to now, please.
Certainly, Chair and relevant bodies, you've seen the application and the reasons why. I have lived in the property with my wife, having started a relationship with her in the early 20s, as in 2002, we got married and I moved into the property just before it was remodeled and an application was done in 2011 to extend the opening hours. That was when a local got hold of the pub and decided to take it on. I knew the previous owners very well and still a very good friend of them and visit them out in America when it was with Punch. There were several objections in 2011, of which Mr. Jackson, I note, was one, of to the opening hours that were being granted to it way past midnight. Since 2011, I've seen that pub go into slow decline and the level of antisocial behaviour and criminal activity around it increase. Coupled with that, the level of disturbance has increased and increased. Unfortunately, or what it is, with my role and my job within government, I work away a lot during the week and I work some incredibly long hours. Yesterday was an 18-hour day. Therefore, my weekends and my downtime, a lot of that downtime is spent on standby as well so I can get called out any time. To be woken up constantly at weekends on a Friday and Saturday night by people exiting the pubs in the village way past midnight, somewhat drains you and gets to a point, and it did this summer after a particularly arduous lockdown for everyone concerned, and to the point where it drove me not to come home. That then starts affecting my relationship, and during the summer of July and August, I'd spent 8 weeks away with my job, away from home, leaving my wife on my own, at which time, on the bank holiday weekend, there was quite a large fight, in which the police were involved, where glasses were smashed, shopping trolleys were thrown across the street, vehicles were damaged, and a defibrillator was tried to be pulled off the wall. I don't need to keep going into the evidence. However, I can probably put across to anyone that after 4 to 6 weeks of constantly being woken up on a Friday and a Saturday night, I think that would drive anyone to despair, to the point where I got in my motorhome for 2 weeks with my wife and we went away because we just couldn't stand it any longer. And the application was actually made while we were sat on the Devon coast because we were just sick and tired of it. I tried many times to engage with the previous landlord, the Comfrey Pub Company. I'd engaged with one of four managers. I'd never once been directed to any of their owners, whether it be Punch Partnerships Taverns Limited or whether it be Heineken, and no one can really explain how that works. Not once had I been contacted by the solicitor, by Karen, and I tried really, really hard. I don't want to see that business fail, far from it. We had more problems when it was empty. However, somebody comes to a breaking point, and I and many other residents just got fed up with it, and I thought it was time to take action. Like I said, I have tried to engage with people, and it has fell on deaf ears, time after time after time. I can't do any more, and was forced into a corner, and here we are.
Thank you, Mr. Seven. Thank you. Just a moment tonight. Does anybody else want to speak on the application? Mr. Jackson.
Hello. As I mentioned, I overlook the middle bell, and my complaints relate specifically to the licensing condition. There was a specific condition put in place so there should be no open vessels containing any alcohol or other drinks to be taken outside after 11 p.m. Now, this condition was put in place to protect the neighbouring residents from the detrimental effects of noise nuisance. As my submission supported, I actually submitted video clips demonstrating that there were, on numerous occasions, more than 30 people drinking outside after 11 o'clock, sometimes after midnight, on a few occasions until 1 a.m. We were suffering consistent noise nuisance after 11 o'clock. The people drinking in the rear smoking shelter, in the rear seating area, and standing in a car park, and as happens, after a few drinks, they're shouting across to each other. Extra customers are arriving after 11 p.m. to take advantage of the fact that the middle bell closes later than other local pubs. Customers leaving the car park or leaving the pub, we're getting noise, and I categorise as follows. They're leaving in cars, car doors are being slammed, engines being revved. On occasions, people are accelerating hard to get wheel spin and generally making as much noise as possible. People leaving on foot, shouting across to other people as they leave the premises, and they also continued shouting down Bell Lane and Main Street as they left the area. People leaving in taxis, they gather in the seating area and smoking shelter and the car park area after the pub is closed. That's when the doors have been closed and the lights switched off. They continue to congregate in that area waiting for their taxi. This could be 30 or 40 minutes after closing. Some nights there was noise nuisance. Admittedly, it scales down after a period of time, but there is noise nuisance lasting until 1:30 a.m. This is unacceptable. Now, my point relating to this is, where is the noise management plan? This isn't rocket science. There should be a noise management plan in place. The seating area, the smoking shelter and car park are surrounded by brick-built buildings, mostly residential. the sound bounces off these hard surfaces and becomes amplified, so it makes this area a noise-sensitive location. So to my mind, the noise management plan, and I see no evidence of this, is that there should be registered staff for the noise management role. There should be a three strikes rule for unruly customers. There should be signage at exit doors, in the smoking area, in the seating area, and particularly there should be no drinks outside after 11 o'clock. There are no staff supervising this, and there appears to be no policy on advising taxis to behave responsibly, because on a number of occasions taxis sound their car horns, as they do, to notify people that they have arrived. So I don't understand why this isn't being enforced, in particular this existing condition.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Move to Mrs. Burton. Do you have anything to say?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Yes, we certainly were in amongst the objectors to the review of, the licence in 2011. A lot of the objections then were regarding the length of the opening hours, and that is clearly this is causing a lot of the problems now. You'd think, if you look at the plan where we live, we're far enough away, you would think, and yet we can hear noise inside our house, and it's just not acceptable. We are, as you say, you see a good distance. There are no brick structures between us and the pub, so there is nothing to stop that noise coming through. We've also had people coming into the garden urinating. We've had glasses left on our premises, empty glasses, so they've clearly been taken from the pub. The noise, yeah, at times has been atrocious. And like Mr. Seven, during the summer we try to be away as much as possible at the weekend, because it just spoils your weekend. And you can't enjoy sitting out in your garden because there's a raucous noise from the pub. So, yes, we have had a lot of problems. And it just seems wrong that there isn't a parity of opening hours with the pubs in the village. It just seems not right. It seems to be unfair, to be honest. And it's certainly not suitable for residential areas to have to put up with, well, town centre opening hours, as far as I can see. That's my view.
Thank you. That's Mr. Sharkey, who's representing the parish council.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, and the problem migrates further around the village as well. We have 100 metres or so to the south of the site, our main recreation area to Collinson Park, and on several occasions over the summer we have had people coming probably from the pub because there are leaving glasses on tables and things there, and carrying on the party and creating noise nuisance for people who live on Collinson Road and Church Lane. So the lack of control, essentially, and that's what it pretty much comes down to, is causing a wider nuisance, a wider public nuisance, than just in the immediate environs of the pub or on the very adjacent roadways. 9 complaints to enforcement in 5 weeks seems quite a lot to me. The other issue we'd like to point out is that there's currently a planning application in to convert a site immediately on the south side of the car park of the pub to a residential, so that's even more residential dwellings in the immediate area. We were delighted, frankly, as a parish council, that the pub reopened, because we are extremely concerned to maintain vitality in the heart of the village. However, a pub that is badly managed and badly run is not an asset to the community. And in contrast to all the other licensed houses in the village, there is nobody permanently on the premises. All the other licensees either live on the premises or in the village. They have an immediate and strong connection to the community. If this license is to be renewed or maintained, then whoever takes it on must engage with the community and must have full respect for the rights of the people in the community. This is not a town centre pub and should not be run as a town centre pub where you are surrounded by shops and offices and really nobody much batters. I've seen a number of points on the Stars website when they're advertising, particularly as the pub. They're saying that we're looking for someone who can embrace the locals and build a community atmosphere. Well, it's a bit late for them to be thinking about that now. They should have been thinking about that years ago. There are various comments on Derby Brewing Company's Facebook page from locals who are saying, we're looking for a family-friendly pub. Don't let the youngsters take over. Keep it safe. And these are all addressing the concerns of residents, underage drinking, lack of control within the premises and without. It's a real problem. And we would desperately love this pub to continue, but only if it serves the needs of the community. And that means the whole community, not just a particular subset of drinkers.
Thank you, Mr. Sharkey. Right, do any of the subcommittee members have any questions of the applicant or other person? One of the applicants mentioned a video of something that...
I submitted a number of video clips to demonstrate the number of people outside after 11 p.m. I also submitted it in connection with the lack of social distancing relating to COVID, and that was submitted. And I had a response from Suki Sumra from Environmental Health on that matter, which I believe led to a meeting on site. When was it? Something like the 21st of August.
Thank you. Thank you. Just a minute. I'd just like to bring in the council solicitor, please. Angela.
Thank you very much, Chair. I've received an email to the effect that members of the public have been struggling to enter the meeting. I think that that problem has now been rectified, but I don't see that we have any attendees over and above the journalist who was already in the virtual public gallery. I'm sorry to have to interrupt proceedings, but I think that it might be sensible to have a very, very short adjournment while we all wait on the screen, in order that the members of the public can be let in at this point, subject to your agreement, Chair.
Yes, definitely, I agree to that. So we'll have a short adjournment while the members of the public are permitted in.